The accounting firm Arthur Andersen has announced it will cut more than a quarter of its U.S. workforce. Andersen has about 26,000 employees in the United States. Some 7,000 will be without a job when the process is complete. Andersen had warned the layoffs were coming. The firm has been losing clients steadily since it was indicted for its role in the Enron scandal. NPR's Cheryl Corley reports from Chicago.
At lunchtime, the weather in Chicago was wet and gray. It seemed to match the mood of Andersen employees who had gathered in small groups outside the company's downtown headquarters.
Nobody wants to talk?
Not really.
Not a good day.
No.
Another worker, Lynn Pappas, wearing an Andersen backpack as she walked out of the building's revolving doors, said morale was definitely down. Pappas, who worked in risk management, says about 20 of the 30 people in her division were let go.
We knew it was coming. It's not a surprise. I know it's not great, but what are you going to do?
Have you made any future plans?
Nope. Just looking for a job. They called us last night and just said to come in at this time, and we got our packages, and we're free to go.
Andersen employs about 5,300 people here in Chicago, and the brunt of the layoffs are expected to be felt here at the headquarters. In a statement today, Andersen's managing partner, Larry Gorrell, called these cuts a painful step the company had to take. Since its audit client, Enron, went bankrupt in December, Andersen has been hit by a barrage of lawsuits by Enron shareholders and creditors. Dozens of blue-chip corporations also dumped Andersen as an auditor after the firm was indicted for destroying documents related to its audit of Enron's books. The indictment names the firm, but no individuals. Standing outside the company headquarters, George Avett, who identified himself as an Andersen investor, had little sympathy for the company or those leaving the building.
Because they were right there. They knew what was going on. They saw the shredders running. And they had no concern whatsoever for the customers, okay, which were the stockholders. Put it this way, they're collateral damage.
Andersen financial consultant Paul McIntyre disagrees.
Well, I didn't do anything, so.
McIntyre is unsure about his future, but says, like others, he's just trying to do his job.
I mean, people are trying to, focus on clients still. I know I'm keeping busy. So that's the number one goal still for everybody. So just maintain focus, I guess.
Another worker, Julie Luptak, has been a tax accountant for Andersen for 8 months. On her coat lapel is a button which reads, "I am the real Andersen," a souvenir of recent rallies employees have held on behalf of Andersen. Luptak says workers met with their managers first thing in the morning.
They told us, to keep our chins up. Yes, there'll be job cuts. We're hearing, the same thing you're hearing in the press. There'll be job cuts. When they decide who, they'll let us know. So I was hired at Andersen. I'm proud to be at Andersen, and I'll be proud to continue with Andersen.
Well, let me ask you.
You think Andersen will continue?
I hope so.
The workers laid off today will stay on the payroll for a while based on how long they've worked for the company and their position. They'll also be allowed to use company computers and equipment to conduct job searches. The cuts come as Andersen continues its effort to reach a settlement with the federal government on an obstruction of justice charge. Cheryl Corley, NPR News, Chicago.